You're listening to the Mix Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So we were talking a few minutes ago about what we did over the weekend, and it was Valentine's weekend, so a lot of people were out doing the lovey-dovey thing, including one of our listeners. She's going by the name Kendra, not her real name. She says, call me Kendra. Listen to her situation from this weekend. This is going to definitely require a five calls says it all. Dom, I've heard you mention that men are quicker than women to say, I love you. I just want you to know that not all men are that way. She writes, I've been going out with a guy we'll call Sam since January of last year. So this was our second Valentine's Day, and we had a nice romantic weekend up at Estes Park.
Oh, that is beautiful, isn't it?
It's a nice place to go.
Yes. Isn't it pronounced charming. Estes
Park? Nope, not at all.
It's a very charming place. In the 13 months we've been together, she says, he has never once said, I love you.
Wait, how long?
13 months.
Oh.
She writes, I was sure, I mean sure, in all caps, that he'd say it this weekend. At dinner on Saturday night, he even reached across the table, took my hand, told me how happy he is right now, how he never thought he'd meet someone like me, and how things just keep getting better and better. But no, I love you. She writes, I've said it a few times to him, like on the phone, but I've never received the return I love you. So now I'm afraid to say it again. In your opinion, because I do trust the opinions of you guys after listening for so long, should I ask him what's up with that? I mean, people discuss marriage and they discuss having kids. Is it wrong to ask him why he hasn't said three little words? He's a pretty romantic guy, so that's not the problem. If he has something in his past that makes him afraid to say it, I could help him through that. Anyway, bring it up or no. Thank you. Love your show so much. Call me Kendra.
Well, she brought up what I was thinking. Maybe there's something in a past relationship that jacked this guy up a little bit, so he's a little leery of saying it.
But after 13 months, like, shouldn't she know his past, you know, and know that maybe he's afraid? That's a long time. That's legit.
It's four seasons.
I was reading something. It's funny that you mentioned four seasons. I want to come back to that. I was reading something recently that talked about the average amount of time it takes for couples to exchange I love yous. And I think that the average was like 6 months. So this guy is well over twice the average.
Right.
For the I
love. What's his deal?
Golly, and the fact that she said it a few times and he, like, that is gotta be like the most, like the biggest kick in the stomach, you know? Like, okay, love you, bye. Thanks.
I know.
Talk to you later. Like, oh!
Maybe he just doesn't.
I feel for her.
He just doesn't love her yet.
After over a year?
Yeah.
Can you date someone, go away with them, travel with them, be romantic, take their hand, say all those things, and not love someone?
Them, right.
Sure.
And what
you
if.
You can.
Sure. Just sounds like a travel companion with benefits right now.
like a really nice roommate.
Let's go look at the elk.
Well, let me ask you this. Is she right in saying that maybe she should ask him what's up with the no expression of love? Or is that tacky and wrong? And should she just keep her mouth shut? It's obviously bothering her.
Say something. I'm giving up on you. Yeah, you open your mouth and say something. I mean, if you're in a relationship, you have to be mature enough to talk about your feelings honestly. Am I right?
Well,
ladies,
your point's there. I need to process this. And probably what I'll do is wait until we hear from our listeners before I make up my mind, because I'm not sure.
Maybe he has like a speech impediment and he can't say it.
His love sound like love.
Right?
I love you.
What? You guys have been. Okay, not Jerry. Dom, you've been through some doozy relationships that have hurt you. And
yes.
I mean, has it ever taken you over a year to fall in love with someone? That you were consistently dating?
No, I've never dated somebody for a year without feeling like I loved them. Here's Rachel. Mm. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
What do you think? Should she ask him about this?
You know, I'm actually in the exact same position, which is why I wanted to throw in my two cents, but I'm going to say go ahead and let it go.
Well, now, wait a minute. You're in the exact same situation, so you're with someone who has not said the words.
Yep, for the same amount of time.
13 months, really?
Yeah, on the dot. So it was interesting to have this come up. And What was interesting for me in the situation is I had to get to a spot where I was comfortable saying it without expecting anything in return. And I think that's part of the definition of love, is knowing that for me it was very true. And I just had to acknowledge that if he wasn't ready, so be it. But I didn't want to take away from it either by making it sound like there was expectation behind it.
All right. So you do say it to him, but he just doesn't. What does he say when you say it to him?
Oh, he'll usually smile, give me a kiss, a hug, whatever it is.
He's just not ready. Is there something in his past?
Right.
Yeah, you know, and I've kind of thought about that, and I know his past, obviously, pretty in-depth at this point, and he's been engaged before, and, you know, it was after kind of those words were spoken, the I love you, and then into an engagement where things just shift in the relationship pretty extensively, and so I think there is probably a little bit of hesitancy there.
Sure, yeah.
But I think what's interesting is when you're in a relationship like this too, you just kind of know when someone loves you back. So whether or not he's said it hasn't been an issue for me, just because what I feel in this relationship is certainly better than anything I've been in before.
Good for you.
Very good.
Congratulations, and I hope you have a great day today, Rachel.
Thank you. You as well.
Appreciate it. Take care. Here comes, yes?
What if poor Kendra, her love language is like words of affirmation?
And that is really key.
She is suffocating.
Here is...
He's killing her.
Here's Chris.
He's like, my plan is working.
Hello, Chris.
Hi.
Do you have any experience with this situation?
Same thing. I actually, 12 months, we went away for a trip, and I finally... I agree with the previous caller. I finally had to do the same thing. I just told him, and I told him I was saying it without expectation of a return. I told him I didn't want to say it, him to say it unless he meant it, only because in past relationships it had been said so much and so openly that I wanted it to be returned and actually meant. And then he finally, you know, he same situation. He had a couple of bad relationships prior to. And I'll still say it every once in a while. And he's finally...
Okay, wait, let me cut through everything here. So what's your advice, sir? Because apparently you did bring it up with the guy.
I did. And I brought it up to him after I had said it. I brought it up, you know, that I was, you know... Sorry, I'm trying to pull through.
All right, your phone's breaking up on me a little bit too.
It almost
Chris.
Seems fake then. If you have to sit down with him and be like, you need to tell me this, you need to say it, then it's fake. It's forced. Why not just naturally let it come from him?
Make it an organic,
I
love you.
Yeah, it needs to be organic, not like grabbing him by the cheek saying, you need to tell me you love me.
But it's also
like your dog.
You need to tell you, I love you. Why don't you love me? You have to be able to tell your partner your needs and if they're being met or not. I mean, you don't have to yell it at him like you're like a, you know, a German drill sergeant, but you have to have a conversation.
303-631-1MIX. We had some people drop off the line. Here is Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hi. What's your
answer to all of this?
Oh, I definitely think that she needs to say something. I was, again, just like the other girls in the same kind of situation. It took me a good 8 months to finally bring it up, but he had actually told my daughter that he loved her. That hadn't told me.
Oh, that's weird.
He told another woman?
That's creepy.
Yeah, well, she's pretty freaking cute, so can't blame him.
I know, that would make
hey,
me
hey, listen,
melt.
I love you, but not your mother.
I'm like, okay, obviously you don't have a problem with saying it, so what's the deal with me?
What'd he say?
So he told me that for him, I love you is pretty much like a proposal to him. He'll say it when he knows that he's going to spend the rest of your life with you. So I took that as an okay answer. I mean, he had been married before, and, you know, I took it. And, I mean, it took him about another 6-7 months to say it, and now we're engaged.
There you go.
Oh, okay. So
perfect.
There is a happy ending to your story.
Finally put out.
There you go. Why rush it? Just let it go naturally.
Exactly.
Because you know, then you're going to have your whole life of I love yous.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's not necessarily asking for him to say it. It's asking for a reason why he hasn't. And I think that's why you just need to get an explanation. You know,
it's a big difference.
Are you headed that way? You know, are things headed that way? If not, then let me know.
Good
if
for
they are,
you. Listen, thank you for a great phone call. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks.
All right. So, and I think that is key, isn't it? It's like, you don't have to say, look, damn it, tell me you love me. Mm-hmm. It's, is there something, I just want to know.
Did I do something to hurt you?
Yeah, it's just like, I just want to know, is this something that you're afraid of? people are different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't equate saying I love you with a proposal. So I don't know why somebody
was quite
has
a leap
to go that far. But people do look at things differently. I'm not afraid to say it.
I say quit putting the negative spin on this. Why hasn't he said it? Why has it? You know, spin it as a positive, like the suspense is still there. The butterflies for you are still there.
But you're also...
spin it as a positive.
You're allowing your partner to not fulfill your needs, which is...
But she's
not
getting fulfilled with companionship and vacation.
But she's writing a morning show. Obviously, something's going on in the old head and heart.
Is that
right? Time for one more. It's Shelby. Good morning, Shelby. Shelby. Going once, going twice.
Oh, Shelby.
She's very soft-spoken.
Gone. So, well, here's, you know, I said I was going to wait to... Emily's like, you got to say something.
Absolutely.
Jeremy, you're like, don't say anything?
No, don't say anything. He's probably still married. He's got a girlfriend. He's got a sad chick.
I have decided that Kendra should say something, but I think she should say along the lines of those last couple of calls, which is, look, this is important to me, and I'm going to say it to you. I just want to know, is there...
Do you love me
a
too?
A reason. Is I there, love asking for... Yeah,
just a
reason.
Little. Just a little love even?
Yeah, because I wouldn't say, do you love me?
Like,
I would say...
Scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah, right. Are we bro hug love or like spooning in bed love?
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you're 13 months, you should be at a point where you can have that conversation without it being confrontational or any kind of friction.
Just text Maybe. Him. Text him.
Text him what?
Do you love me?
Do you love me?
No, yeah, because he's more, those words.
He's more
he
willing,
words,
he's
Chris.
More willing to say it over
For
text.
Real?
That's what I think.
I would never ask that question of someone.
I was joking.
Oh, thank you.
I was joking.
No, you're a liar.
To throat punch you.
I know you're not lying. I know you. Just text him.
You can
text him.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.